Sechtes Mekvoyes, Peri Ches Mishnah Beis. Our mission discusses the halacha of Tumas Keri. There's a Deraisa Dike halacha, there's a Torah Dike law of Tumas Keri, and this mission discusses a rabbinic halacha when a person is subject to Tumas Keri, although he wasn't Moitzi Zera, he didn't have a discharge or an emission. In a way that he would become Tumah Deraisa, but Chazal were choishish that during urination there may be some tzachtzuche ziva, nida, keri, there may be some residue of keri, and therefore they render him Tumah Midrabanon in terms of Achilas Tumah. The law of Bal Keri is that he becomes a Rishon LaTumah. And let us just mention that there are four ways a person has contact or comes under the halacha of Tumas Keri. A person, if he had a discharge from his body, that's one way he becomes an avatoma. Or if he touches Keri, he becomes an avatoma. A person who has relations with a lady, they both. It resulted in a discharge of keri, even though it was beis hastarim, was totally concealed inside the guf of the ishi, inside the lady's body. He's also tomei as a bal keri, and she is also tomei, even though it was maga beis hastarim, it was something which happened internally. And then the fourth way is a lady that had a discharge of after she had relations within a time that the keri is still viable, which is subject to machlokes tanoim, as we will learn later in Mishnah Gimel. So in all these cases, the person becomes a bal keri min ha-Torah, but he's subject to tumas keri min ha-Torah. Our Mishnah, however, will discuss when there's a rabbanon type of halacha of keri. Says the Mishnah, elu bali kriyin, the following people who may have had discharges, shehem tzrichim tefillah, that require tefillah only because they are tamei midrabanan. And we're talking about a person who is urinating, and he notices that his urine may be discolored. So, ro mayim chalukim, if a person sees that during urination it's discolored, his urine is not the regular color, in other words, it didn't come out the normal way a person urinates. It didn't come out in a stream. Oyachurim, or it's opaque, it's dark in color. So in these cases, it depends. Bitchilo, this is the beginning when he started to urinate, so then we discount it. We don't think there's any carry there, because perhaps from holding himself back from urinating, it can cause a difference in the way he urinates in the beginning. So therefore, betchilah, if this is while he starts urinating, tor, he's tor. However, be'emtza, or besoif, if it happened later on, he's already urinating, then later on it looks discolored, etc. Tomei, or at the end, tomei, he's tomei. Mitchilah, again, this is not a tomei deraisa, this is only tomei midrabanan. Mitchilah vatsoif, let's say the entire time, either he was only being able to be matal tipin, it was coming out in droplets, it didn't come out in the stream, or it was bemara ocher, it was discolored, tohar, he is tohar. What happens, levonim, if it's white, vinim shochim, and it's viscous, it's mucousy, and so then the Tanakhama holds tomei, because this resembles keri, although it didn't come out bekoyach, which midaraisa, the tumah is only if it's yurik echeitz, if it comes out with force. Over here, being that it resembles its chazal, placed an injunction on this fellow, and they were metameh him. However, Rabbi Yossi says, levonim kachurim. No, if it didn't come out bekoyach, like regular keri, so then, if it's white, and it's mucousy, it has the same halacha as achurim, as darkened urine, and where the Tanakhama had made a distinction, if it was betchila, it's okay, and if it's besoif, so then it would be tomei. Mesechtes Mikvoyes, Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Hamatl tipin avos mitaycha amo, if a person discharged large droplets during urination, tamei or metamehim, whether it happened betchilo or besoif, because this is more of a resemblance to tumas keri. Divi Rabbi Eliezer chasma. This is the words of Rabbi Eliezer chasma the Tanakam. Now, the Mishnah continues. Hamahar b'layla, if a person has a dream at night that he had relations with a lady, and then va'omad, he got up b'motzah b'sari cham, he finds that his area where he would normally discharge from is hot, so then tomei, because we're afraid that perhaps the chala, he had a discharge and it got wiped away and or dried up. The Mishnah continues. Now we go to the halacha of Peletas Zera, a lady who already had relations, and now she may have had a discharge that contains Zera in it, and we said that Zera is only viable for a certain amount of time. We'll see a machlekes in Tanoim. So the first shita is as follows. Ha-Peleta Zera b'yom shlishi. If she has it on the third day after her relation, if she has a discharge, which may contain Zera in it. It may contain seed, because she had relations with her husband up to 3 days. Tohir, because this Tana holds that Zera is only viable for 2 days, and the third day it turns, it's Nisrach, it becomes non-active, so to speak, and therefore it's not Mitameh, and Miktzis Hayohim Kekulei. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says Miktzis Hayohim is Kekulei, part of the day is considered a whole day, and therefore the day that she had relations is considered a whole day, whether it was even it was at the end of the day, because we say Miktzis Hayohim, and the day of the Plita, the day that she had the discharge, which is the third day, technically, we also only say Miktzis Hayohim Kekuloi, and part of the day is already considered the whole day, and that's already considered as if it was 3 days. So, therefore, it doesn't make a difference if, for instance, she had relations late on Sunday, right before Shkia, that's already considered 1 day, Monday is the second day, and then Tuesday, even in, right away, is considered the third day. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it depends. Now the word oynis in the Lashna Mishnah means a section of a portion of a 24-hour segment of day or night. In other words, every day has two oynis, the night and the day. Let's say in time we have Shuris Manios, so it's 12 hours and 12 hours. 12 hours a night, 12 hours a day, each one is considered an oynis. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, pa'omim sheheim arba oynis. There are times that it depends. If there was a lapse of four oynis, pa'amim sheim chamish, sometimes it depends if the discharge is after five segments of day and night, and pa'amim sheim shesh. And the exact explanation is as follows, that if Lamashal, she had relations at the end of Sunday, right before Shkia, so then any discharge that she's going to have till the beginning of the fourth day is tummy, because we have 4 days now. You have Sunday, and then you have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So Monday and Tuesday are two complete days. That's four oynis, and so, therefore, we'll have a total of four oynis. Let's say it was at the end of Sunday night, so then she'll be tamei only till the beginning of Leil Ravi. In such a case, you have five oynis, because you have one from Sunday, the day part of Sunday, and you have Monday and Tuesday. If it was betchilas Leil Rishon, was the beginning of Matzah Shabbos, which is, so you have a total of six oynis. It's always five oynis, because he holds it 60 hours from the time of relations. And although the Mishnah doesn't mention, there is a sheet of the Chachamim, which is brought down Masechta Shabbos, that pei vav on the base. And that sheet is that it's always going to be 72 hours And it goes by the time, from the time of the bia to the time of discharge, 72 hours, and that's what we pass on Yeridei and Simkuf Tzadik Vav.